This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, we'll get the latest tally of oil drilling rigs that are pumping away from the company Baker Hughes. While it's been a boon for consumers of gasoline, the steep plunge in oil prices that we had seen earlier in the year had a chilling effect on North Dakota, the second largest oil-producing state, where production costs are higher than in, say, the Middle East. That all means a big economic slowdown in North Dakota's oil-rich area that sits over this oil-rich Bakken formation, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
According to data from the state of North Dakota, the number of active drilling rigs there has fallen below 40. That's down from about 200 just a few years ago. Jake Lambert is a retired oil-filled service provider.
Everyone that I know is down from what they were.
Many oil-filled firms have laid off workers, but Lambert says his adult children are still hanging on in the industry in the once booming North Dakota town of Williston. Lambert says their incomes have dropped 30% to 50%, but they're still hoping for a rebound.
Everyone talks about not when the boom comes back, but when things pick up is the phrase I hear more. And everyone believes or wants to believe that that's going to happen.
But in the meantime, with less oil field cash flowing, sales tax revenue is down. And Williams County Commissioner Dan Kalile says that's threatening some projects.
Road projects, building projects, all kinds of stuff.
Kalile says it will now take a lot longer to pull together funding to get big projects done. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.